What's up, Tide fans? Stacy Blackwood riding solo on this edition of Tide Talk Live. Got a big episode today talking some recruiting. Who doesn't love to talk recruiting? Big episode talking about On3's recent update to the recruiting rankings. Alabama lands several inside the On3 300. So we'll talk about those guys. We'll talk about who we thought should be ranked a little higher than what they are and why it's really not a big deal at this point in time. But before we do all that, make sure you do like, share, and subscribe here on our channel. We're approaching 3,000 subscribers, so help us reach that goal. Help us reach 5,000 by the time this Alabama football season starts on August 31st. That would just be fantastic. Follow us on social media. Just search Tide Talk Live. We are presented by the Believe Network and powered by Bet Online. And Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. Whether it's baseball, golf, soccer, and even the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing, BetOnline is the place to go to bet on those. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. Then when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or just simply unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head over to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit of $250. That's BLEAV for that 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. So as we look at these recent updates to the On3 recruiting rankings, Alabama had some movers, some big movers, most notably was offensive lineman Michael Carroll, who is now the number 12 overall player, according to On3, one of the best offensive linemen in the country. You're looking at a kid that's 6'6", 315, but is an absolute athlete with that size, an elite athlete at that size, and a guy who I think is very deserving of that ranking. I think will probably finish as a top 15 overall player in most of, if not all, the recruiting services. A big-time get for Coach DeBoer and Coach Cap, the offensive line coach, as they continue to build one of the best offensive line classes in the country. Keeping it on the offensive line, Jackson Lloyd, also in the top 30, number 26 overall. Like I said, a guy who's probably going to finish as a fifth star by the time this cycle is over. Just another piece of the puzzle along the offensive line. And then, one of the most popular guys, Keelon Russell, the quarterback commitment, moved up from, I think, around 80 to 37. Some people thought he might be inside the top 25 or so. I think he probably should be. But the truth is, it's not a huge deal right now. There's still plenty of time for Keelon Russell to move up in the rankings. I know he's won the Elite 11. I know he's had a fantastic summer, probably the best summer out of any of the top quarterback prospects. But, he's still got some stuff to prove, and he has his senior season to do that. So don't panic just yet on where he's ranked. I think when it's all said and done, you're looking at a top 20 overall player. Keelon Russell is a fantastic quarterback, and I think he will eventually end up being a consensus five-star prospect when it is all said and done. Another top 50 player for Alabama, Derek Smith, an athlete, a really, really good player. I think a guy who fans don't really talk about enough because he's been committed for so long, but a guy that does not need to fly under the radar too much because he is one of the most elite players in the country. If you're a top 50 player in high school football, you are an elite talent. So Derek Smith does not need to be forgotten about. Dejon Lee, a recent commit, number 50 overall, according to On3, the corner that's 6'3", 6'4", 195 pounds, elite length with elite athleticism, makes him a potential five-star candidate as well. Justin Hill, another recent commitment from their massive wave of commitments in the month of June, number 52 overall from the state of Ohio, beat the Ohio State Buckeyes for this kid. And you could tell, I don't know if you saw it or not, when he was able to make his commitment, how emotional and how much it meant to him to kind of get this by him and move on from it and be committed to a school. And you could tell that his mom was excited for him and his whole family and his school. So a big time get for Coach DeBoer. And Christian Robinson is a coach who I don't think's receiving enough credit for the job he's doing on the recruiting trail. A young guy who's able to kind of resonate with these young high school prospects, and he's just he's just done a great job. You know, the entire coaching staff has just done the way they've been able to come in just a short amount of time and be able to build these relationships and continue to develop a recruiting class and that's sitting first in the SEC and number two overall, and will have a shot to be the number one overall class when it's all said and done. So kudos to this coaching staff. A great job by Coach DeBoer building a staff that can recruit, and we'll see what they can do when they step on the sideline and have to coach on Saturday night. So we'll see what that's like. But so far, so good for this coaching staff. Just a really good job by those guys. I want to take a quick minute to remind you, if you're not already subscribed to the channel, we would really appreciate that. Smash that like button. Help this video get to 100 likes by the end of the day. We would greatly appreciate that. We have another video that's going to be coming out real soon. Jake has been under the weather this week. He is going to be joining me later this week. We're going to talk about 10 potential breakout candidates later this week. And if you are a member of Tide Talk Live, you will get early access to that video. So if you're not an early member yet, go ahead and sign up for that right now. If you do not mind, we would greatly appreciate that. Keeping things going here, looking at the updated On3 rankings, Duke Johnson, another really talented player in this class, listed as an athlete, probably going to be an inside linebacker for Alabama. The way this kid can move in space, he has a chance to be a really special player. Number 56 overall, according to On3. Chuck McDonald, one of the guys who kind of got the June wave of commitments going there. Number 98 overall, one of the best corners in the country from Mater Dei High School, where Damani Jackson played, where Zabion Brown played, where Bryce Young played. Alabama's kind of got that going for him out there in California. Chuck McDonald in a long line of Mater Dei guys playing for the Crimson Tide. Lotsier Brooks, number 100 overall, I think, before it's over, he's going to be a top 50 prospect. If you go and watch his film, compare him to any of the wide receivers in this class, and when I say any, I mean any of them, and there is very, very, very thin differences between their games. This dude is an elite playmaker. He is small, only about 5'9", but he's a playmaker. Jalen Waddle's small too, and we all know what he was able to do in an Alabama uniform, and that's kind of what I see with Lotsier Brooks as far as playmaking ability. So excited to have him on coming to Alabama. What a fantastic job of scouting by the Alabama coaching staff. And what I like about Jamarcus Shepherd, the wide receivers coach, is he kind of picks his guys that he likes and he dials in on those guys. And who he likes and who he wants, it seems like he's able to kind of build those relationships and get those guys on board with Alabama. Caleb Edwards, tight end who just recently committed to Alabama, 119 overall in the class, a big guy, 6'6", 235 pounds, a guy who's really one of the rare breeds of high school prospects at the tight end position who is both a quality pass catcher and a quality end line blocker. So a guy who I think is a sleeper to be a player, a part of this 2025 class that could make an early impact for Alabama, obviously depending what happens at the tight end position with guys moving on, you know, to the NFL or potentially the transfer portal. But I see Caleb Edwards as a potential freshman player who could play next season. Dawson Merritt, another fantastic edge guy who's going to play that wolf position, son to a guy who coaches in the NFL for the Kansas City Chiefs, number 125 overall, really good player. He's a guy who could sneak into the top 100 when it's all said and done as well. Jaden Harmon, another linebacker, an absolutely loaded class at linebacker for Alabama. Just a really good player. I like his game. I think he's probably ranked about right at being 128 overall, but certainly excited to have him in a part of the class. In-state defensive lineman Antonio Coleman, number 168 overall, a guy who's kind of went back and forth, you know, Alabama, Auburn. You know, I think he's pretty firm with Alabama, but he is a name to kind of watch, you know, throughout the season leading up to signing day. Micah DeBose, 245 overall, an interior offensive lineman who recently committed to Alabama. Another guy who's kind of flip-flop between Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, LSU, but has committed to Alabama and seems to be pretty firm with those guys right now, but is another player that I would kind of wait and see till signing day. Then we'll wrap it up with Anthony Rogers. He is number 213 overall. He's been committed to Alabama for quite some time now. A really talented running back from the Montgomery area. But I would say he is on flip watch right now to the Ohio State Buckeyes. And I know that sounds bad, but you got to think about A.K. Deere. Alabama's in the lead for him, a guy who's probably going to finish as the number one or number two running back in this cycle. So Alabama would be upgrading if that in fact happens, if Rogers does flip to Ohio State and Deere does decide to commit to the Crimson Tide. So Alabama does currently have 15 players ranked inside the updated On3 300 ranking. So what a fantastic job by Coach DeBoer and this staff building a class that is just littered with talent. And there is still plenty of guys, that Alabama is in the mix for that are highly talented prospects. And that all starts with Ty Haywood, the five-star offensive tackle, the number two offensive tackle in this class. If Alabama lands him, that's five offensive linemen in this 2025 class. And it's really, a left side to right side class on the offensive line. You're talking about your tackles of Ty Haywood and Jackson Lloyd, your interior guards as Michael Carroll and Micah DeBose. Then you have Mal Waldrop, potentially as a center, which is, I think, is what Alabama's recruiting him as. So really, if Alabama can land Haywood, which it does appear they will, just this offensive line class is potentially the best that Alabama's ever signed, and that's saying a lot. Another guy to keep your eye on is Caleb Cunningham, a five-star wide receiver from Mississippi. Alabama seems to be in good shape for him, but it could kind of go any way with that guy. He has several schools he's keying in on, but Alabama does appear to be the leader. Another wide receiver, Derek Meadows. Alabama's, I think they're right there in the mix with him. Khalik Lockett's a guy to watch, although it does seem like Texas may be the team to beat at this point in time, especially with DeCorey Moore, Keelon Russell's high school teammate at Duncanville, deciding to commit to the Oregon Ducks. So there is still a lot in play for Alabama when it comes to five-star prospects, and they're going to get their own. No doubt about it, guys. They're going to be able to land their own on the recruiting trail. They're going to finish right there in the top three, and it would not shock me one bit if they were able to wrap up with the number one overall class in 2025, which is something I'm not sure any of us, even the most diehard Alabama fans, would have predicted when Kalen DeBoer first took the job in January and when Nick Saban first retired. So just a really good job by the coaching staff, and they're going to be right there in the mix, battling Ohio State, maybe even battling a team like Oregon, who just continues to recruit at an elite level under Dan Lanning. They have that Nike money with Phil Knight, so they're right there with NIL, with the big boys competing for some of these top high school prospects. But Alabama's going to be in the mix. Can't count the Crimson Tide out just yet on the recruiting trail. And like I said, there's several names to watch the rest of the summer, and then obviously leading up to signing day in December as well. So a lot can happen between now and December. That's why the rankings are important right now as we sit here in July, but we want to know what those rankings are when those players are actually putting ink to paper. So just keep that in mind when you look at these recruiting rankings. They are not final just yet. But that's going to wrap up our show today. Like I said, guys, please like, share, and subscribe. Jump in the comment section. Let us know your thoughts on this current Alabama recruiting class for 2025, shaping up to be one of the best classes in the country. Let us know who you think, who your favorite player is in the class, who you think's being undervalued the most, and who you think has potential to be an instant impact player that is a part of this 2025 class so far for the Crimson Tide. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Like I said, we'll be back later this week once Jake is feeling a little bit better and we can get to recording our special episode looking at 10 potential breakout players for Alabama football in the 2024 college football season, which is just around the corner, just a little over 50 days until kickoff on August 31st against Western Kentucky. Next week is SEC Media Days. So Kalen DeBoer, Tyler Booker, Malachi Moore, and Jalen Milroe will be in Dallas, Texas, participating in that. Should be a lot of fun to see how that unfolds there in Dallas. A lot to look forward there with you know, Texas and Oklahoma joining the conference as well, and with some of the new head coaches, including Kalen DeBoer. You know, Nick Saban not being there representing Alabama for the first time since 2007. So a lot to look forward to there. Can't wait to cover that as much as possible. Thank you guys so much for supporting our channel. We greatly appreciate that. We'll be back here in just a couple days. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart Music, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find Tide Talk Live. And we are presented by the Believe Network, empowered by betonline.ag. Make sure you head over there for all your sports betting needs. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you real soon. Roll Tide.